Stateside, I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time to talk food, and who better to turn to than Michael Stern of RoadFood.com. He and his wife, Jane, drive around the country searching for good food and exploring popular culture and then sharing the news with the rest of us through their writing and guesting on The Splendid Table, which you can hear here on Michigan Radio. Well, Michael Stern joins us now to talk about what is cooking in the Upper Peninsula, way Upper Peninsula, along U.S. Highway 41. His piece in Suver Magazine is called Upper Crust, the Culinary Glory of Michigan's Route 41. Strong words indeed, Michael.
Indeed. And I have to say I have a passion for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan because I myself am a Midwestern boy, went to school at U of M, and I had a buddy who had a cabin up there. So for decades, that's been a favorite place of mine to go when I really want to get away from everything else.
And as you write about your eating along eating your way along Route 41, it certainly seems like pasties have a very big spot in your heart.
Well, they do, if for no other reason than the fact that they're different, they're unique. I mean, as you know, Jane and I are always looking for restaurants and places that express local character, local culture, local history, local proclivities, whatever they may be. And the pasty is such a perfect example of that, but being sort of the emblematic dish of the Upper Peninsula. And aside from that, at their best, they taste really great. I mean, I love a good pasty, and we found, you know, several really good ones from Marquette all the way up to Copper Harbor.
What was the best one, do you think?
I think maybe the best one was at Gene K's in Marquette. The family goes back a couple of generations, and they really know how to make pasties. I mean, the guy who runs it, Brian Harsh, his mother actually started the business, was giving us a long talk about how you have to have rutabagas in it, and you have to use suet. He said a lot of people will use lard. He said, that's fine straight from the oven, but if you want your pasty to last, and of course, fundamental to the pasty's character is that it should last. I mean, that's what they're originally designed to do, is to be able to, you know, take them down to the mine and then eat them for lunch.
Sure.
He said, you have to use suet, and that will keep the crust flaky.
And it was wonderful. You seemed especially taken with the fish that you found along Highway 41.
Well, you know, talk about local. Yes. And again, particularly in Marquette, there's a place there called Phil's Fish House. And again, that's been there for as long as anyone can remember. And in fact, they supply, you know, whitefish, trout, smelt, walleye to restaurants throughout the region. But we just love walking into this place and, you know, you're kind of bowled over by the aroma of seafood and salt and that briny kind of wonderful smell in the air. And I mean, what we do is take a couple of hunks of smoked fish and use them, you know, eat them as car snacks as we travel.
Oh, so much better than Fritos.
Yeah, I'll say.
Now, Michael, you got virtually spiritual as you wrote about the Monk's Bakery Jam Pot. You really love that place, didn't you?
Oh, it's what a cool place this is. I mean, it's up in Eagle Harbor, and they have no phone number, and they're closed throughout the winter. As the name suggests, they're most famous for making jams and jellies from literally over a dozen different berries and fruits that grow in the Upper Peninsula. I mean, thimbleberry, bilberry, blueberry, dewberry. I mean, those are great, but what we really loved and what you can eat on the spot are all kinds of terrific muffins and cookies and gingerbread cakes. I mean, just to get out of the car and inhale is quite literally intoxicating, because a lot of these cakes are made with rum.
So it was great.
And, you know, there's no place to eat on premises. So, you know, this is all takeout. And, of course, what's great about up there, I mean, you're practically at the northernmost end of U.S. 41, practically Copper Harbor, is, you know, you can find a picnic place just by the side of one of those beautiful lakes. I mean, if we happen to go there right around this time of year, autumn.
Ooh.
And I mean, I don't have to tell you, the foliage up there is spectacular, you know, especially when it's reflected in those beautiful lakes that they have. I mean, it is otherworldly. It is spiritual.
Well, you have to love a place with, you know, that has a sign in one tourist store that says, welcome to Upperland, relax, enjoy, spend all your cash, but please don't move up here.
Yeah, that's the other thing I actually love about the Upper Peninsula is that, you know, of course, it's got great character, great food, this sort of wonderful ethnic traditions, but it's also got an attitude, which I really love. I mean, the whole idea of being a full-time Uper, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, they're happy to have tourists, but, you know, once the snow starts falling, get out of here. Only we can handle it, is their attitude. And I mean, there's something just wonderful about that. You really know where you are when you're there. And when you sit down to a meal, you can taste where you are. And that's really what Jane and I are all about, trying to find wherever we go.
Michael Stern, thank you so much for giving us an absolutely delicious trip along US 41 in the UP.
My pleasure. Good talking to you, Cindy.